members of all disciplines and backgrounds. This applicability and common sense acceptance help create a culture of knowledge development and ultimately lead to winning innovation. Speed in product development wins, but absolute speed is not always the answer. Careful planning, stakeholder buy-in, and risk management at all phases in the program are critical to success. I always believed that my teams had more potential and room to improve, and the methods detailed in this book allow us to improve in the current time, as well as set a framework for continuous improvement in the future. This book emphasizes successful innovation leadership at all levels and will guide you through the principles and practices, as well as showing which tools can augment the formal and informal process for enhanced success. Remember, innovation has a purpose to accomplish something for your company, your consumers, and your investors. Innovation at the process level will exponentially increase your potential to deliver at the product level. I have witnessed through practice the power of these methods to unite product developers in a common goal to deliver more as a team and organically grow a culture of curious knowledge developers that know how to convert ideas into innovation action. Developing a product is never an easy endeavor. Today's consumer demands innovation at a never-before-seen pace, at unprecedented quality levels. People inside your firm have ideas as to what these products might be, and even more. High-velocity innovation with rapid learning cycles can help break down the challenges and transform your product development machine to be more efficient and effective than you previously thought possible. Rapid learning cycles drive time-bound learning to answer the key questions that accelerate innovation by generating pull. Working in a pull environment is much easier than a push environment for developers. Think of pushing a rope to deliver a consistent pace of breakthrough innovation. Catherine's methods help turn theory into tangible results and actions by generating pull through learning. Dr. Alan Ward of the University of Michigan taught us that learning is the driver of product development. Learning is the engine that drives knowledge and effective decision-making. Our teams and organization are knowledge generation factories. In a physical factory, a scrap pile usually exists for bad parts. While this can be minimized with process control, a non-conforming part can be seen and acted upon. Unfortunately, in our knowledge factory, a bad part, bad knowledge, is harder, if not impossible, to see. This elusive scrap pile can manifest itself later in testing, consumer acceptance, or even worse, a dissatisfied consumer. In the physical factory, we strive to eliminate defect forwarding waste. Shouldn't we do the same in our knowledge factory? This is precisely why we need time-bound learning cycles for all areas of product development. They give us the chance to learn and evaluate the outcome quickly to eliminate the equivalent of defect forwarding in our knowledge to make effective decisions. Innovation cannot be effectively assigned to one special team's deliverables. It needs to permeate the culture of the organization. The goal of a development organization is to be efficient and effective at innovation delivery to make money for shareholders. An effective development organization can create its own oxygen. Money to reinvest in more innovation by showing consistent breakthroughs in its products. This is accomplished through careful cadence planning and execution, both highlighted in this book. No shortage of development methods exists today. Lean, Agile, Scrum, SAFe, and Waterfall Stage Gate are great methods and effective at solving the problem they were designed to solve. As products become more complex, the integration challenge stresses many of these methods, and they begin to break down when pushed to go faster. No book can be a step-by-step, cookie-cutter, no-thought-required savior manual for success. Every situation is different in our organizations. This book will prompt you to ask yourself critical questions to formulate your plan to deliver high-velocity innovation. It will help you prioritize goals, learn to build on past learnings and successes, set appropriate metrics, and help you identify the principles, practices, and